Blimey, sister. Yes, well, it's the all-new first-ever Maggot House podcast, isn't it? And it's already fucked up a few times. I fucked other things up this morning, and that was fucked up. And it's a lovely way to start everything off with a few fucks, I'm sure you'll agree. So here's something to get you going. This is a lovely little tune by Meshuggah, just to cheer you up, you fucks. Fucking fuckers, completely fucked. Did you enjoy that? I did.
I felt that it was like a spaniel full of naily objects running at me full pelt with a big gaping jaw and springy feet.
Is it a friendly spaniel?
Not especially.
Well, yes. I'm sure that's the first time Meshuggah have been described in such terms. So, anyway, I think we better go for some more music, maybe. Or should we have a little chat? I don't know, I think we should get some...
Let's have a little chat after... No, just do the music. No, before, do the music.
Ah, where am I? Let's just play some DJ Scotch Egg.
Agreed.
It's not getting any better, is it? That was a little bit of DJ Scotch Egg. I'd like a little bit of DJ Scotch Egg. I quite like a Scotch Egg. I'm fancy going to see him though. He's playing soon, so I'm gonna go shake his hand. Hello, how you doing, fella? He'll probably say, yeah, I'm alright, mate. Have you ever met Scotch Egg, John?
No, but I've eaten several.
Several Scotch Eggs in one go? That's quite a feat.
In one sitting, maybe not a bit gassy after that one, I think. But yes, I have seen him perform live.
Oh, is he any good?
He was wonderfully spectacular.
I've seen him too. He stood on the table and waved his arms in his hood and chanted my name, and then he threw himself at me and I hugged him and we rolled on the floor. Now, that last bit is a bit of a lie, but the bit about the table up to that point was real.
Well, yeah, you're... bit of creative license there to embellish the story. Yes, okay. So, what are we going to listen to next then?
I was going to say, but then I thought I'd roll in the hay, and I don't mean to sound like a bit hoarse, but this is no pun intended by the Hives.
I once had a dream, and in this dream, I flew up towards space on a rocket, but the rocket was made out of a beer barrel. It was an unusual dream, and that was it, really.
Sounds like a bit of a shit dream to me, John.
Actually, it was quite entertaining at the time, I just can't remember the fine details.
And flew towards the sky in a beer barrel rocket. I mean, what kind of nonsense is that? I mean, who's even owning a beer barrel these days?
People who own pubs. Coincidentally, this is a track by the Japanese band Poly Six called Rocket.
Keep on, 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 ke
ぶ疑問疑問疑問なぜに飛ばす疑問疑問疑問そしてこうなる疑問疑問疑問未来どう思う疑問疑問疑問誰も聞いてない愚かしぼーっとせるした
That was pretty good. I do kind of like them, actually. They're a nice band, Poly Six. They've got some lovely videos on the old internet with people, like little girls, doing robotical moves. It's good. It's good. I've seen it a couple of times. It's made me laugh every time. It's got that wicked bit where she does a wiggly thing with one arm and shuffles the leg a bit. And then... Well, I guess we should play something that's actually like a bit more of a Maggot House related thing. So, there's a couple we can play. Is there anything... Is there one of the ones that you would be caring to play the most at this particular point in the day, Jono?
Well, at this particular moment in this particular day, I feel quite drawn towards a song about an animal that is a bit shit, really... this is a song about a panda, and I was talking to someone the other day, actually, and we were saying how crap pandas are in evolutionary terms. Really? Well, they only want to mate, was it one day a year? What's all that about? They're big, lazy, patchy bastards, and they only eat bamboo, which is actually not very good for them, is it? They need to eat so much of it to actually get what they need. They're crap! Pandas are crap.
I mean, if you're taking bears, talking about bears, pandas are bears, aren't they? I mean, as far as bears go, I think pandas are not too bad. I mean, they've got big round heads, big sort of like permanent sunglass type eye figurations. And I mean, what's wrong with eating bamboo? Everyone's prone to chewing a pencil now and then. They just eat the whole tree.
We just eat pencils. And it's been one day of the year, maybe shagging.
Ah, yeah, I forgot about that bit. You're right, they are shit.
Yeah, come on, oh yeah, feel the blood, come on. It's rushing from my veins, come on, feel, yeah, come on, oh yeah. Feel it. I can feel the panda within.
He would like to play, but it's not his closure fear. The danger with this panda is his radical ideas. It's the things he says, it's those are all quite clear. The danger with this panda is his radical ideas.
He thinks we all should wear daggeries with yellow patches on the knee.
My grandmama, she used to say, while rolling granddad in the hay, that pandas are such evil bears, they'll fit your minds with tarnished wares.
Yeah, come on, yeah, feel the blood, yeah, come on, yeah, give it up. Oh, yeah, feel my fur, come on, yeah, feel my fur, it's good, yeah, come on, push me, you know you want it. You know you want it.
feel my fright.
He will want to play, but it's not his cause of fear. The danger with this thunder is his radical ideas. It's the things he says, his thoughts are all quite clear. The danger with this thunder is his radical ideas. Deep in the jungle, a panda wears dungarees. Dungarees. With the leopards and the lynx, monkeys, and the people. The jungle people. People of the jungle. The jungle people. People of the jungle.
He will want to play. If you want to play, it's not his claws of hair.
His claws are quite soft.
Play.
Oh, your hair like a.
Play. Oh, me play.
Lovely.
Me like.
To play, but it's not his closure fear. The danger with this banner is his radical ideas. It's the things he says, his thoughts are all quite queer. The danger of this banner is his radical ideas.
He will want to play, but it's not his closure fear. The danger with this banner is his radical ideas. It's not the things he says, his thoughts are all quite queer.
The danger of this banner is his radical ideas.
That was Bazooka Chicken with the Radical Soaked Panda. It's available on Lost Leather Apron, which is a free compilation that we've bumbled together with some wicked artwork by Mr. Maltonium, who is a very kindly given us use of Mrs. Maltonium, the Maltonium goddess, and it's available for free as with a couple of Jazz Thrash Assassin tracks and two Fluxum tracks from maggothouse.bandcamp.com. So go check it out.
Let's think about playing maybe El Troquero Loco, El Troquero Loco con.
And what is that then, Jono?
Oh, es macho casnipo. Es te canto san metizo.
Siento que arranco la carretera. Voy encerrado por la costera. Se desparpaga, pero pura madre se me raja. Llego un fletazo pa'l otro lado. Voy a ganarme buena marmaja. Viviéndome de cada que trace, pasé bien horneado por Curichi, Rosal y marihuana en Guamuchis. El mocorito marqué su sushi. Y cuando iba aterrizando avión, ya remangué, ya me trolineó. Por este medio de las parcelas, y los cochorres donde a la 15, esquizofrénico y bien ondeado, sentí que el troque era ya privado. Llegué al carrito y al desengaño, y los guachitos me la pelaron. Antes de llegar a la Bocoa, en una Pemex me cagué diésel, compré un 24 de Tecate, recuté y le di rayo una morra, y la canción de Ojos de Sonora, la resumimos en una hora. Me alcoholicé como el dios de Olo, también porque hasta quedar mongolo. Y cuando volví a entrar al planeta, andaba en quino y veía sirena. Tomé la calza de Quino Mora, mi periquiasta, dormí la bolsa, brinqué la raya y no hubo demora. Fumé la cruz como locomotora, bien arreglado, también sonriente,
doing a radio show, Ben. That's what we're doing, remember?
Slipped out of consciousness for a moment there, but that was a lovely piece of music, whatever it was. Have you got any jokes?
No. But did you realise that a void can be willed? Because this next song is actually called A Void Can Be Willed. And this band claim that this is actually possible. I believe they actually wrote an article in National Geographic claiming to have discovered the secrets to willing a void.
Excellent. This is Meat Feast with A Void Can Be Willed. Well, yes, we've heard that one before, haven't we? Of course. I was the singer, you the guitarist.
Really?
Yes, and together we wrote...
What guitarist? Where?
ridiculous. Ridiculous heavy metal music, a bit like that, in the band Meat Feast. And we had a jolly good time doing it, and if you didn't like us, then fuck yourself.
Indeed. Yeah. I've got nothing. Absolutely nothing to add to that. No. I've got a joke. Lady goes to the doctors. Says, hello, doctor. I'd like a breast reduction. Because they're too big and getting in the way. And he says, my young lady. Well, I'm just going to have to numb them first. Nom 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 nom.
Oh dear. We did have a thought the other day, didn't we, that we should reinvent ourselves as a band called Gash Banquet. And that made me laugh quite a lot. And I think on that note, we'll play you some Gabba Gazza by the Cocaine Abortionist. He's a lovely fellow.
Is indeed on the Tyne, even though I've never actually been to the Tyne, never even seen it.
No.
Might have seen it on TV or a picture maybe, but so I couldn't say for sure whether there's fog on it, but I'm pretty sure there is, because
Gazza said so. Did you like that one, John?
I loved it. I'm just curious to know, what's your favourite football song?
Oh, that's a good one. Well, my favourite football song is, I'm a little football, don't you know? Let's all go and play a game in the snow.
Is that a real football song, or did you just make that up?
There aren't really many, is there? I mean, I like Gabba Gazza. I thought that was pretty good. But there's the only other competitor really is
the Anfield Rap.
That's the one. Yeah, we've what's his name? The guy with the big hands and the shaved head, and he was wicked, and he played for Liverpool and everything. That's how good he was.
Wow. Yeah. Anyway, I think I ought to shut you up there.
Oh,
see what I did there? Yeah, this next track's called Shut Me Up by Mindless Self-Indulgence. Sorry.
Got a bit obsessed with that for no particular reason. The video's kind of nice, though. It's about a man, and he's scanning things through in his shop, and he looks all griefed and kind of emo, and he's, like, karate chopping people in the eye and stuff. So, I kind of like it.
I must admit, I thought it was quite crap.
It is very crap, actually. They are clearly trying to appeal to lots of teenage kids, and the bass player's a girl who does a kind of backflip, sort of leaning over backwards playing the guitar bit, which is clearly going to impress everyone in the front row, and it's quite a nice little kind of gimmick, but it's in like every picture you'll ever see of any of them.
I think it would impress teenage boys depending on how much pant you could see.
You think that's the way that you sell the tickets at the front, is it? In the mosh pit, stop moshing. Well, yes, I can understand how that would be attractive to a young boy. But
I don't think it's the kind of thing that would appeal perhaps to an old rocker like myself or theself. Do you consider yourself an old rocker these days?
To-ing and fro-ing from side to side.
It's made lovely by your hand action. It's kind of like mad kind of Mancunian wave that you do, don't we? It's excellent. Let's play a little bit of The Clash. One of your favourites, I believe, John.
Is it The Clash next? Are we up there now? Oh, yes, we are. Yes, yes, let's rock the Casbah.
But as the wind changed direction and the tempo band took fire, the crowd caught a whiff of that crazy gunfire.
Live in the West Midlands, and another group of people that previously lived in the West Midlands but no longer do were a band, and they came from a part of Birmingham called Aston, and they were called Black Sabbath. Now, in Birmingham, sometimes when it's a bit cold and it's a bit wet and a bit dark, sometimes people stomp around a little because they're not very happy. This song is called Western Sabbath Stomp by someone who comes from nowhere near the West Midlands, probably never even heard of it. But he used to be in a band called Testaments, and he's a very nice guitar player with a very tasty vibrato technique.
Oh, that sounds exciting. I didn't realise he was the man from Testament. This is Alex Skolnick, who's for some godforsaken reason has ended up on my computer with his trio and a strange song called the Western Sabbath Stomp. I think it was I think he played at South by Southwest one year, and I got all the artists who played it, and that's probably why it's here. But on that note, I'd like to point out that I've never in my life thought about listening to Testament ever again.
Do not speak about Testament like that. That is despicable. They're a wonderful band. They should have been part of the Big Five. Forget the Big Four. Testament should have been in there as well.
Are we talking like elephants and rhinos and giraffes? Are you saying that Testament should have been in?
Indeed. If you go to an African nature reserve, you can often spot a little Testament hiding away in the bushes, stalking its prey.
Well, that sounds exciting. I might go hunting.
Who is Sharon then?
Why?
Just curious, really.
Well, this brings us to the end of our first ever endeavour into the never of the pever. John's busy getting all the air out of himself in a very disgraceful manner. But on that note, it brings us to the end of the very end of the first of the never of the what's that we've been doing. And Sharon has brought us all the way there.
She sounds lovely. What's her head like, anyway? Is it a nice head, big head, small head, square head?
Bright red head. Well, hot mostly. White chin, bright red head, big black ears. She's a funny looking creature, Sharon. And our final song is named after her and her beautiful appearance. It's a little ditty. Polly Daniels' son called Sharon's Head. And we'll see you next month. A week, or whenever can we be asked to put the words in a way that makes a sentence next?
Most of the time we struggle with that.
And it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from that cup over there. Right now, me and my mate Ben are both going to finish on Sharon's head.
Adios, Sharon. You big red head.
And close your eyes and get ready.
But one of the big five.
Let us go on a holiday, because we are in love the old-fashioned way. We will go to a romantic setting. Your dress, by the way, is rather fetching. Why did you have to turn into that evil prom? The woods of Wally. I had to remove your head with a convenient spade I found in the shed. I buried your carcass in the ground, of course, with thunder and lightning. Later on, I was attacked by your decapitated head. It was frightening.
To fear, they breed in the dark among the squirrels and deer. Be scared of unknown rustlings in the bushes and hedge, cause with the lash of a branch it can remove your head. My wife got it bad, she was possessed by a force. It came from a splinter that she got from a door. So the message from me is, do not trust the tree, cause they will tangle your hair or maybe scratch your knees.
I have groaned, and I have moaned, and I have sobbed today. Sharon's head got removed in a horrid way. We were once in a romantic setting. Her dress, by the way, is all that I am wearing. Why did she have to turn into that evil prom? The woods of Wally. I had to remove her head with that convenient
spade I found in that shed. I buried her carcass in the ground, of course, in thunder and lightning. I remember being attacked by her decapitated head. It was frightening.
The Dream Master. I chuckle because I have the deepest voice of the trees.
So you can get more from us at Maggot House from our Facebook page at facebook.com/maggothouse. We don't have many friends. And you can also get lots more music, of course, from our Bandcamp website at maggothouse.bandcamp.com. We're more important, clearly. And yes, you can get more Meat Feast, Jazz Thrash Assassin, Fluxum, Octopod, Polly Danielson, and lots of other random crap that I'm sure you'll love.
I hear that beat, I jump out of my seat, but I can't compete, cause I'm a dancing fool.